Ross Peltier, first of all, congratulations on the 100th career appearance against the Batley Bulldogs Sunday gone. And then the other congratulations is on a 16-0 win, a real positive result for the club.
Yeah, it was a big result. You know, we come off back of three losses, you know, so it was important we got a win, you know, especially in this fight for playoffs. And yeah, big win, personally for myself, 100 games. Yeah, I'm glad I hit that point, really. Yeah, so it was a good day.
A couple of critics might be looking at the offence and the attack, but the defence has been a real strong point in 2019. Fourth best defence in the championship is not to be sniffed at.
No, you know, it's a tough league, isn't it? And everyone can score points. And, you know, with his half-backs changing so much, you know, Rowan getting injured against Halifax, you know, and Keyes, he's been out all year. Mike Wilder, I'm in a slot in the half. Sometimes Mini, I'm in a slot in the half, you know. It has been a bit disjointed at times, and, you know, we're having to adjust week by week. But I think right now, I think what we've seen at Batley, I think we played some of his best rugby, really, but the conditions are how it was. You know, it didn't convert into many points, but I think we started to look and build the framework there for the good attack. And, you know, I think what John said, you know, as long as you defend well, you're always in the shot of a game, and as long as we've got that desperation, we're always in chance of winning a game, really. And our completion rate were pretty average on Sunday, but because the defence was so good, it helped us win the game, really. So, yeah, it's tough week in, week out. You know, we've had a few off weeks, but, you know, I think what we do well as a group, we like to regroup, and yeah, we've started that regroup now, and we've got back on horse, and we had a good win and a nil. You know, builds confidence, really, yeah.
How do you assess the season to date? Because obviously 16 rounds of the championship gone, Bradford just 2 points outside of the top five, and I think it's no mistake to see both promoted sides of York and Bradford, you know, flying so highly in the championship. This season gone, obviously there was the Challenge Cup run, that mammoth win against Leeds, and then the heartache and disappointment against Halifax. But certainly as we head to and look forward to Sunday's trip to the Leigh Sports Village against the Leigh Centurions, there's a real air of positivity and a real determination that the club can be in the mix at the end of the season in those top five playoffs.
Yeah, I think if you said to me at the start of the season, you know, you'll get to a Challenge Cup quarter final, you'll beat Leeds on the way to that, and after that you'll still be in the mix for playoffs, 2 points off, over halfway gone now. Well, I think we're a few games over halfway gone now. You know, we'd have took it. You know, this year's always been a building year for us, you know, just to state as claim as a championship side again, you know, and a very tough championship, and, you know, just compete and do well. You know, if you look at the amount of homegrown players who've come through this club who were playing week in, week out. You know, we've got an emergent halfback who's come out, and he, you know, until he broke his leg, he was doing some wonderful things. You know, I think you'd have took that, and where we're sat right now, where we're poised right now, you know, we're in a good position. We're in a touching distance at playoffs, and yeah, it's been a good year so far, I'd say, on the whole. You know, to say no one really expected us to do much. For everyone that expected us to stay up, obviously we weren't going to expect us to go down, but, you know, we said as a goal we want to be in that top five, we want to be in the mix, and then, you know, if we finish in playoffs by the end of the year, it stands in real good stead to build on that for the year after, you know. So, yeah, I'm happy with how everything's gone, and it's been a good season so far. We've had ups, we've had downs, we've had a very busy schedule of late with a lot of games, and, you know, even that Barra game over week, people are impressed with some of the debutants. You know, I think we'll have a lot more. Ross Oakes, Liam Kirks, Ethan Ryan's coming through the club, you know, with the talent that's playing that 19s and, you know, on that reserve side. Yeah, I think it's positive times for the club, and, you know, this season will be a massive platform for us to build on for next year, isn't it?
Massive game on Sunday against the Leigh Centurions, as we discussed last weekend. Halifax drop points. There's only really Levy Bradford this weekend from the round 17 fixtures, where you've got two of those top five sides who are going to be taking points off each other. So to go to the Leigh Sports Village, Ross, and get 2 points would be a massive result.
Yeah, you know, and to beat Lee home and away, that'll be massive for us, because they're like our rivals in this fight for playoffs, and, you know, Lee's always a tough place to go. You know, they've brought in Jordy Thompson as well to some reinforcements, really. But I think Ryan Braley's gone over to Toronto. So, you know, it's going to be a tough game. But we know if we defend and we attack how we do, maybe Keyes will be back, hopefully. Might be too soon, but, you know, I think with what we saw at Batley with Mini dropping into a ball playing 13, I think it gives us some real good attacking options. And on that park, in this weather, you know, it's a real leveller. So, yeah, we'll go there. We'll hope to build on that defensive display of last week. And, you know, anything can happen, and it'll be a very interesting game. And, you know, it's a massive, massive 4 points to have beat Lee home and away. And, you know, I think the confidence will be back then. We'll be on the back of a good run again, because we've got some tough games coming up.
You mentioned the homegrown players. There's an air of fearlessness about them when you speak to them on the corridors, and there's a genuine belief that the side can go to Lee and can get the 2 points.
Yeah, we believe we can go anywhere and do well. You know, if you look at that Leeds game, no one gives us a chance. You know, I think we've always give a good account of ourselves in big games. Even that Halifax game, that quarter final, I think we just fell short in certain areas. You know, and it's one of those things. I think, yeah, there's that fearlessness, there's that passion to play for the club, and there's just everybody wants to do well, really. And yeah, everyone's just looking to build on everything and play well. And I think that with so many homegrown players, I think for the lads playing in reserves, for the lads playing in 19s, they can see that pathway, they can see that progression, that if you actually play well at this club, then, you know, you will get your shot and John will give you a chance and you will play if you look at Doyle and that this year. So, yeah, it's just everything's building and everything's just going in the right direction, yeah.
And it must be great, Ross, because obviously you're a Bradfordian like myself. We've grown up in the city of Bradford. We've grown up with the Bradford Bulls in the Super League, and then there's been all the pain of the relegations, the administrations, and now to see that rebuilding process. And as you say, some of the younger players, your Keelan Fosters, your Will Adams, your Cameron Berries, your Tom Doyles, they can see that there's a clear pathway through from the scholarship academy into the first team. It's all looking rosy again.
Yeah, and I think one thing you can't knock Bradford for is that pathway and that progression and promoting players has always been there throughout the club, even from when I was a kid. You know, me and Steve come through, and you saw like Elliot Whitehead, you know, more my era, George and Tom Burgess, I played with when we were 16 at Bradford, James Donaldson, all these boys I played with, and, you know, all these boys have gone on to do wonderful things for Bradford's first team. And I think that tradition has not gone. And even though it's sad we lost John Bastion, I think that tradition will still run through the club. You know, if you do well and you work hard and you have a love for the club, then, you know, the club will reward you. Unlike some places where, you know, the youth system don't really work, I think with us, we've got a promising youth system. And, yeah, I think everyone's seen the fruition of it and the fruits of it. I know a lot of people talk about, you know, if we'd have kept all these players, you know, what a team would have had. But, you know, that's not how sport is when players develop and then they move on. But, you know, it's good that a lot of young Bradford talent comes through the club, and, you know, they're the lifeblood of the club, you know. It's the people and the lads, so.